BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, free app for your phone. Well, go ahead and download it. I mean, after all, it's free, and you get the podcast. Everything is right there for you. Good morning, and welcome to a Thursday. It's snowing. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Did you have a rough trip in?
No, but it was like my streets. When I pulled out of my driveway, streets were covered. It was coming down. And then when I got to Park Meadows, completely dry.
It must have just started snowing in the past couple of hours.
Yeah.
Because it was snowing hard at my house, but it wasn't completely covered. So it probably just started this morning around 4, maybe 4 o'clock, something like that. What about you, Spadell? Anything with you?
It seemed like it had just started sticking to the ground when I was leaving my house. And I'm in University Hills.
Good observation there, pal. All right, good deal. No problems, though? No slip, slide? No accidents?
It seemed a little slick. I would definitely go a little slower, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I had a moron in front of me this morning. Here it is, BJ. I got to get to work. I woke up just a little bit late this morning because my alarm didn't go off. And, you know, I'm a single parent right now because my wife's out of town. And so Frog kept me up most of the night. But nevertheless, I was a little irritated, but I was rushing because I'm late to work, right? Mm-hmm. And I get behind this car that thinks it's so damn slick out there, you know? And so he's doing like 25.
Taking it nice and easy.
And then he's got a car next to him that's doing 30. I can't get around them.
The blockade.
I'm ready to flash my lights at him, honk a horn, you know. Just a little irritation, that's all. It is a little bit slick, though, in certain areas. So as it continues to come down, just beware. Just take a little extra time this morning. What about the stock show parade? You're telling me that it's going to be delayed today?
Yeah, so it was supposed to start at noon, and they moved it to 1 o'clock. So just an hour, but...
What's an hour going to do?
I don't know. They said because of the weather conditions.
Is it supposed to stop snowing?
It's an extra hour of sunlight, so it'll be warmer.
Well, maybe.
I guess. Yeah.
Maybe a degree or two. But you got longhorn cattle. They don't care, right?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a reason why an hour would matter.
Do they get a big crowd for that? Have you ever seen the estimates?
I think it's decent.
I mean, the TV shots looks like a big crowd, but I don't know if they just kind of staged that stuff or not. I've never been
to the parade. I've only been to the actual stock show.
Yeah, me either. The only time I've ever been close to it, you know, they put that cow inside the hotel downtown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I was down there one time. I came into Denver, and I was working, you know, kind of a consultant type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put me at the hotel near the Brown Palace. I wasn't at the Brown Palace. My company didn't splurge like that.
Right.
I was expensive. More like the Motel 6 over on Colfax. But yeah. I walked down to the Brown Palace to feel like that I'm part of the, you know, the pageantry of it all. And there was a damn cow. Right there.
The lobby. It's a steer, right? They have the big horn.
That would be weird walking into a hotel and seeing that.
Yeah, and I went down there to order a steak. It was kind of weird.
He's looking you dead in the face, just mean mugging you. Yeah. And I know what you're doing, pal.
Well, I came in from Tampa, Florida, and you didn't have cows in the lobby in Tampa, you know? You had bikinis. You didn't have cows, and it was kind of a shocker to me. And I think they still do it, don't they? Don't they put the cow down there?
I have no idea either. Yeah,
I think they do. I think it's a tradition for the stock show or somewhere around there, right? All right, we got to take a break. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie running late today. Anybody heard from her?
No.
It is Thursday, so she had to put her cans out.
Put the cans out. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's snowing.
And it was slippery.
Slippery. Slick. She could have slid down a hill somewhere.
Maybe,
Who knows? We'll find out when she comes in. She'll come screaming through the door like a herd of turtles in a few minutes. And we'll all be like, whoa, she's here. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a snowy Thursday. Be careful out there and get started early.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I hit the wrong button there. We were supposed to take a break there instead of a tune. So we'll have to take a quick break right here. But I just wanted to mention the California wildfires. I don't think anything's contained this morning, is it?
I don't think so. I haven't seen any containment on any articles.
No, I think they're continuing to rage just out of control. I saw where the Hollywood sign, I think, was in jeopardy, right?
Oh, no.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, I think entire hillside. Oops, sorry about that. I think the entire hillside's on fire right now. And I think the sign, you've got celebrities, a slew of celebrities that have lost their homes. Sad, no matter, you know, who it is, but these big-time celebrities with multi-million dollar homes that are burned to the ground. Horrible situation. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Jamie, I'm glad you made it, first of all, okay?
Thank you.
I know it's slick out there, terrible conditions this morning, in certain parts of town. I guess certain parts, not as much so. But I want you to know, that of all the people, the boys here in the studio, I'm the only one that really cares about your safety.
Well, thank you. I believe that.
And let me tell you, let me give you just a little insight on what was going on when you weren't here, okay?
Okay.
And Jamie, running late because of the, you know, weather
and
conditions.
Well, it's because it's Jamie.
And Jamie. And I don't have to preface anything. But it got to be 10 after. And Shmadil comes in here wanting to know about this and this and this with the show. Carson's over here talking about the apps and got a new dog or something. I mean, just not even caring. You're not even here. And I said, Shmadil, did I not, Carson? I said, drop what you're doing. Call Jamie now. She could be in a ditch.
I could be
She could
in
be
a ditch.
Stranded. She could be in perils out there.
Perils.
You don't
it's
know.
It's dangerous in the city.
Where's that? Is that by Lyman?
Listen, I took your safety very seriously this morning, and I'm trying to let you know that
you
I'm the only one
that
cares.
I was going to be in perils. I don't know where that town is.
Yeah, I don't know where I got perils.
Two things.
Anyway, welcome.
Thank you. First of all, there are only a few times in my life where I wish I had a husband, because I've had a husband, I've had a fiance, I've had all those things. And for the most part, you guys are a pain in the ass, and I'm not interested in that lifestyle, right?
Right. Gotcha.
But there are times, let's say Thursday, when it's dark outside, and let's say it's 4:45, and there's a blizzard, and you're pulling out your cans.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
No, it's true.
It's like, oh, my God, I'm just dragging them through the... Because there's, like, probably already 2-3 inches of snow, so I'm dragging them through there.
And they slide.
Yeah, they just...
Sometimes they'll even tip over on you.
They're like more of like a snow plow, so I'm making a plow.
Just dragging all the snow, wiping off some of your driveway.
So, and by the way, you look really rough. I can tell your wife's out of town.
Why do I look rough?
You just look really rough, like it was long night. Yeah.
No, actually, Frog and I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, I thought you said he kept you up all night.
Well, he kicks and, you know, snores and things like that. Yeah. That's what I was relating to. Not necessarily we stayed up late, but I looked that rough today.
Yeah, you look a little rough.
Is it scruffy or just hair?
I don't know.
Look a little stressed. But you did wake up late. So I mean,
oh, baby, that's
a little
it.
Bit late. Yeah. Not enough to look terrible.
You look a little rough.
Really?
Yeah, and that's same sweatshirt you had on yesterday.
Well, yeah, I wear it as my overcoat.
I feel like you
it's
slept
like a jacket.
In it.
No, I didn't sleep in it, but... It's comfy. Yeah, I will. I didn't realize it looked so rough today.
You look a little rough.
Shmadil, can you get a picture of me and see if I look rough? Put it on Facebook.
I'll come in and grab
Do you
one
guys
right
feel
now.
Like he looks a little rough.
You look tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
You got like, some bags under your eyes.
Yeah. You like you've been beaten up.
Okay, guys.
You know what you need is that
we can settle down now.
You need that Plexol. You know that stuff that girl puts under her dad's eyes, and then all of a sudden it just sucks it up?
I was worried about your safety. What?
Anyway, I just noticed how you looked. All right, so moving on. Oh, my gosh. So I have this, I think it's ARS or something like this, traction control. I don't know what it is, on my car. And I've had my car for this SUV for a really long time. I mean, I'm just going to drive it till it dies because I have like 100,000 miles on it or whatever. And I've never had this happen where the back end came so far around that there was no counter steering. It was all... I'm sideways. Like, I'm just done. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done. The front end grabbed and turned the wheels and corrected itself automatically.
Man.
That's crazy.
It was insane. I was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
And if you're stuck in a ditch right now, you need that.
You do. I've never had it automatically correct itself. I always have to counter steer.
Yeah.
And I always push that button that says ARS or whatever. It has like, it shows snow, dirt, and a mountain or something.
It's your snow mode.
And it just... It twisted that car all the way back around all by itself.
Technology.
And then that Nia really pissed me off, I have to tell you.
Nia who? Nia Bender?
Yeah.
Traffic person?
Yeah. We're all going.
What'd she do?
Well, we're going 5 miles per hour. Everybody has their flashers on, right? And she's like, yeah, everything's light. Looks real good.
Nothing going on out there.
I'm driving in a vortex, but okay.
Nia's based out of Florida, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, she actually does Ocala weather. In traffic, okay, out of Florida. Right? Yeah, so sometimes it doesn't relate.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it yourself.
Oh, thanks,
okay,
thanks,
that's
thank
the
you.
Key
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's
everybody
all that matters.
Drive safe.
And to everybody else that's out there, you got to go to work this morning. Just be safe about it, okay? Even if in your area you don't have snow, you can quickly be into an area that does have
snow. Exactly.
And be doing 70 miles an hour. It's one of those mornings out there.
Yeah,
I went from Broadway to Quebec on C-470. No snow whatsoever. Yeah. And it was a blizzard at my house. Mm. And then by the time I got to, you know, I-25, another blizzard. So you could easily do that.
Well, I don't get everybody with their flashers on. Like they're emerging. Like,
I didn't see that.
I only turn them on when there's somebody stopped in front of me or, you know, like all of a sudden we're going to hurry up and stop so I could let everybody in
You're
behind
trying
me
to
know.
Warn people in back.
But going the speed limit. Well, we weren't going speed limit, but just pushing them for fun. Oh.
Yeah, just regular driving around.
I've done it that way in an extreme blizzard situation.
Yeah.
So that you're visible. Somebody doesn't rear end you or something like that.
Yeah.
But not on a morning like today.
It's kind of weird.
All right. Stock show. The parade's today. They've delayed it an hour if you haven't heard.
I heard. Yeah, I posted that last night.
They want the cows to sleep in just a bit.
I guess so. God.
Isn't that on, what is that street that goes right by the Union Station? That's where the parade is, right?
17th and 18th is between there.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
But what's that road? There's a road. I know what
There's
you're talking
one coop.
That, maybe that's
Glenarm?
Glenarm. No, Glenarm's way
up. How
long
have we all lived here?
No. Glenarm's way east.
Well, way that's east. Where it ends, I think. It comes around on Glenarm.
I think we don't know.
Yeah.
Wine Coop is closer, I think.
Yeah, Wine Coop.
Yeah, I think so.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I was going to do all the fire stuff, but we're going to wait and save that outside of this. So I don't have a whole lot to go on here. But I want to remind everybody that all federal department and agencies will be closed today because of Jimmy. It's Jimmy's day today. Also, the PSICC.
Yeah.
I don't know what the PSICC, they're also closed today. No idea what that means. Probably parks, services, igloos. Construction companies and
folks,
cocktails.
Folks, when you watch the funeral today, there's nobody in that casket. There's nobody in there.
They
send that thing around the country. It's in the rotunda. Goes here, goes there. Jimmy's not in there.
There's no way he's in there.
No,
Jimmy's
I'm with you, Carson.
There's
old tires in there, and you know it's an old computer. Maybe some paints. Things that's hard to get rid of. That's what you put in there. And Jimmy's back in, back in Georgia on ice.
Well, they should have stopped by my house because I have a car battery. I can't seem to get rid of.
Well, you could have chucked that in there.
I know. That's what I said. They should have stopped by.
Yeah, there's nobody in there.
Okay, I feel like there is, but okay. Did you see that a guy showed up with a machete?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Where?
The Capitol Police arrested a man in line for the viewing of Jimmy Carter in the Capitol Rotunda. This was yesterday. He had a machete and three knives. I don't know. They said he wasn't quite right. So,
yeah.
Nobody knows. He just showed up. He's like, I got my machete. I got my three knives. I want to see Jimmy.
Just carried around with me.
Right? Yeah, so they arrested him. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Travis Kelce says that he ain't afraid of the Bengals. He's not afraid at all. Here he is.
Chiefs also clinched the number one seed in the AFC, resting their starters, or the majority of them, in Week 18. There's some people alleging that it was a purposeful...
I ain't scared of nobody. I wanted them in playoffs. I want to slay every dragon one by one, like Mortal Kombat. I don't even want this to be like we play the lowest seed. Just give me the best teams. AFC, NFC. Give me all of them, Mortal Kombat style. I'll go through every one of them, giving them my best effort.
You didn't want to see the Bengals in Burrowhead or in Cincinnati.
I'll play them at the Walmart parking lot. Listen, I love competing against the greatest. The Bengals were a fun team to watch there towards the end of the season. It's a shame they didn't make it in the playoffs because they would have made the playoffs that much crazier and that much more fun.
You know, the people of Cincinnati are really cocky. I mean, you keep playing on this thing. Look, you didn't make the playoffs. You didn't make it. You didn't have a good enough season.
Wait, what? That's Travis Kelce, though.
No. I'm saying the people in Cincinnati that are complaining about the Chiefs.
Oh.
Those people are really cocky. You had 17 games to make the playoffs, and you didn't make it. It's your problem.
It should have won more games in the end.
Yeah. I don't know. We still threw it. Wait, they threw it.
Well, I know the Chiefs didn't play their starters, and that's the way it goes, but that's just the way it comes down
in
week 17.
My opinion is we still play football. Like, I don't remember ever growing up in sports and they're saying, like, you know, listen, this team sucks. Let's not just...
And it's crazy to think that the Kansas City Chiefs, even with their backups, got zero. Didn't even get a single point.
I know. It just seems bizarre.
That's crazy.
That doesn't say a lot for the backups. If I'm a backup, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so ashamed. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. Let's see here. This is crazy since we're on sports talk. Jake Gatton, I think his name is, the newest CBS Sacramento sports anchor, has been kicked off, I guess. I guess he was caught viewing some raunchy photos of Rihanna.
No kidding.
On his computer during an on-air interview.
Wonder if he's going to share those.
So it's so funny because they zoom in on it, and it's her new like lingerie line, the Fenty line that she came out with. Because I saw him on Instagram too, and it's just so funny that he wouldn't think to click out of that before the camera went
and
loud.
So he's what, doing an interview with somebody?
Yeah,
has
so
him
he's,
on?
He's talking. He's doing like a breakdown of one of the games and a team, and it's just on his computer right there in plain sight.
I think I'm going to close out this one window I got open.
Yeah, once they put cameras in here, right? Once they start doing that.
Yeah, I think I'll close this one.
Yeah, right?
Huh.
Holy crap. Anyway, going back to Travis Kelce, he just does not even sound like a badass, by the way. That's just funny. To me, he just like, I'm going to go get him, man. Yeah. I was like, your brother sounds like far more of a badass than he did. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared of them.
I'll play him in the Walmart parking lot.
That's right.
You date Taylor Swift.
I haven't heard about them for a while. They've been on the down low. You know who else I haven't heard of that I was thinking about? Is Megyn Kelly and MGK. I haven't heard about them in a while either.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Oh, did I say Megyn Kelly?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. There's a reason you haven't heard about them.
Yeah. They're on the down low.
Wrong girl.
Yeah, because she's 30 years older than him. Megan Fox and MGK, I haven't heard about them. They were like the big story before we went on break, and now they're kind of like on the underground.
Well, Taylor will be back for the playoffs, so.
All right. Well, that's good, because I was worried.
So look out.
I was like, oh, no. Hey, this is a cool story, and hopefully we can get the audio. There's a woman, and she is 100 years old, and she still works at Home Depot. They had her on Good Morning America or the Today Show. I can't remember which one. This woman is absolutely amazing. You know how usually when you're 100, you kind of get a little slouchy or whatever? Well, she stands completely upright. She's super active. Here's her keys to success, to living a long life full of... Well, first of all, here's some sad part. She's a breast cancer survivor. Wow. She has emphysema. She has COPD, and she has a pacemaker.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's 100.
All those things?
And she's 100, yeah. She says, here's what I do to stay living long. She said, I always ask Alexa to play some upbeat jams. And so I dance all the time when I'm in my house. I tell Alexa to play something upbeat. And then I can't believe she even knows what Alexa is. That's pretty amazing.
She's with it.
Right? So she even has an Instagram account. And she's 100. So she says that she tells Alexa to play some upbeat jams. She stands against the wall for at least 3 minutes a day to make sure that her spine is aligned and straight so she doesn't get all bent.
Man.
So she stands up against there. She said, posture is everything at my age. And she said, always try new things. She paints. She wrote a cookbook. Like I said, she's on Instagram. She also says she doesn't eat any white flour. She tries to avoid sugar. She only eats a bite of cake or pie once a week. That's what she says. She said, get rid of all negativity out of your life. She said it takes too much effort, and anger does nothing but kill you.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I try not to do the flour thing and the sugar, too. But when I get to 100, all bets are off, man.
Well, she said don't deprive yourself. But she said she does like to have a bite of cake or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just to have that taste.
Good for her.
I know.
Good for her. 100
years old. And I showed you the picture. She looks amazing.
She looks great.
She looks absolutely amazing. And I agree with her. Like, that whole negativity thing, you know, Like, you can find yourself, like, eating you alive.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. And then you're like, does it really matter? No, it doesn't.
Not at 100.
Well, not at any age, really. Negativity is not necessary. It really isn't.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but it'll kill you, man. Yeah, it'll kill you.
I'm just saying. Just saying it.
Do you think this is wrong? So there's this guy that is, he's just a wreck, right? And I dated him a long time ago. All right, read this. It starts at 9:26 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, 9:26.
Yeah, he texted me at 9:26 p.m.
Yeah. Read it out loud.
Yeah.
Miss you. Can I please just come and see you?
Yeah. Oh.
For one moment.
Yeah. And then what I write this morning?
Please go to rehab.
I mean, that's 9 o'clock at night. That's
9:30.
Yeah.
And it's 10:30 where he lives.
Okay, then definitely, without a doubt. Go to rehab, buddy.
All right. I've done that before. And then I went to rehab.
Right? It was a good call on my part. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
It's the BJ and JB Morning Show. When we come back, we'll update you on some of this California fire situation. You're saying they made some progress yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. They have water drops.
I didn't catch a lot of it after about 7 o'clock last night, so I'm waiting to hear the update.
And even our friends down in Castle Rock, they even went and joined.
No kidding.
Yeah, the fire, I don't know what
we've
strike
got three,
team.
Three squads out there.
Yeah, like a
Castle
strike
Rock
team and stuff.
All right,
yeah.
Update coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's also, let's see here, a new Berg Simpson text line, too. A lot of people don't realize that we changed the lineup.
Yeah, so that's the deal. The Berg Simpson text line is 303-222-5423, or you also know it as 303-22-ALICE.
All right, the fires out in California. Yesterday when we were talking about these, it was just a horrible, horrible situation.
It still is.
And it still is. Yeah, you're right about that. A lot of people have lost their homes as they rage through California. But you're telling me this morning, Jamie, that things have changed a little bit anyway.
Well, I was freaked out because it got into the Hollywood Hills, and it looked like it was just going to take out the Hollywood Hills. But because now they have airdrops and because the wind died down a little bit yesterday, they're really lucky. Then I was thinking about your son, too, because then it went into Studio City. The embers went into Studio City in those canyons, but they knocked it out. I watched all the airdrops, and man, those airdrops make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And the lake, the Hollywood Lake or whatever, is right there. So they could just go, and it literally takes 2 minutes for them to pick up more water.
That's nice.
I saw them taking water out of that lake and also the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
They were taking water from the ocean. Here's the latest from the news source.
Back to Los Angeles this morning, where a series of devastating wildfires are ravaging neighborhoods there. Look, again, this is a live shot where the story is being told time and time again. Devastation in neighborhood after neighborhood. Hurricane force winds have died down a bit, but at this hour, crews still battling five fires that have killed at least five people. More than 130,000 people are now under an evacuation order from the Pacific Palisades all the way along the coast of Pasadena and further inland.
Their resources are stretched thin down in Southern California, so they're relying on other states to help out in this emergency response.
Now, that's where we come into play, right?
Yeah. So we have Colorado people there and strike teams and all that. And it was amazing because everybody's coming in from, like, you know, Idaho and all these places, and they have them, all the trucks. You know how, like, the electric company, when the power goes out, they all line up?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was all fire trucks. It looked amazing.
You know, see, I like hearing stories like that where everybody comes to the rescue. Instead of these stories that you see circulating, like, blame this person, we have no water, blame this person, and all
CNN
that.
CNN and Fox last night were so annoying.
I just
turned off CNN and Fox because it was all political, and I just watched KTLA on the live stream.
You know, there comes a time after this is all over and people's lives are saved and homes are saved that you can then look at accountability on this thing, okay? But not right now. This is not the time to do that.
Yeah.
I want to hear these stories about firefighters going out there and the National Guard that's going in there and how they're actually getting a handle on this thing. That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, and the good stories,
all right,
too. Yeah.
Here's a good story. This is Colorado and the firefighters.
Yeah, the state's Division of Fire Protection and Control says they got the call today. California was looking for around 200 additional fire engines and multi-mission aircrafts. Colorado has two of those. The state says firefighters left Colorado today to help Cal Fire, that's California's state fire department, They're bringing somewhere between 40 to 50 fire engines, as well as one of those multi-mission aircrafts. The plane doesn't carry water or anything like that, but what's special about it is that it's equipped with fancy cameras that can help with mapping and showing hot spots. They can see through smoke with infrared and color sensors, and that can help keep firefighters safe on the ground.
There you go. There you go.
So if you knew from a long time ago, Stretch Roberts, he was my producer a long, long time ago when I was in Los Angeles and when we actually simulcast here in Denver. And so here's what he wrote, okay? Because the Pacific Palisades, if you've ever been there, it's destroyed. The whole town is gone. It is literally, if you guys remember the Marshall Fire, it looks like that. If you remember when Colorado Springs had that fire in the suburbs.
Reminds me of Maui.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just gone. And he and Maritza had a beautiful house in Pacific Palisades. They're quite positive that it's gone. So here's what he wrote. It's 8 days in the new year. I've officially, damn near 60-year-old man, have moved back in with my parents. The most valuable thing I own is a 2008 Volvo. I own one pair of shoes, three pair of underwear, four T-shirts, five dress shirts, a big white dog that I'm pretty sure is on the spectrum.
Wow. That's terrible.
I don't know what that last part is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know he adopted a dog.
And there are thousands of people in that same situation. Yeah. When you read the list of all the homes that have burned with celebrities out there, John Goodman's house burned down. I think Paris Hilton watched hers burn on live TV. I think she said, and the list just goes on and on from James Woods, everybody, all these houses up in that area. And you know it well more than I do because I didn't live out there. I went out to Los Angeles many times, but you lived there, Jamie, and these places, these are multi-million dollar homes that are now uninsured.
Yeah.
Their insurance got dropped just months ago.
And what was weird for me is seeing all those beautiful houses along PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, which there's just, you know, Kanye West had that one house, remember? He bought it and then he should have kept it and kept insurance on it. But anyway, and he lost like $10 million on it or whatever because they gutted it. But it's all those houses that are on those kind of stilts hanging off PCH and they're all gone. Every one of them's gone.
Yeah, and I know a lot of these people have a ton of money, but man, when you lose all your possessions, I don't care if you're worth $300 million, there's stuff in there that you will never, your dad went through this with his place caught on fire. There's stuff in there that money cannot replace. And when you're worth $300 million, I'm sorry, you're still out some really precious items that were in your house. Because most of these people were told within an hour or so to gather up whatever they could get and get the hell out of there. It happened that fast.
It is weird sifting through stuff after it catches on fire. Like I sifted through my dad's house and one drawer, it was this desk, and one drawer was just full of water, completely full of water, and it had pictures that never dissolved. It was from the fire, you know, the fire department or whatever. But I pulled it and it was all these pictures and they were in and they were fine.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, we laid them out and they dried.
Sometimes you see that with like tornadoes that rip through the Midwest where somebody will come back to their house and the house is leveled. I mean, all you see is a fireplace sitting there, right? But then they'll go through the stuff that's on the ground, all the, you know, scattered stuff. Then they'll find an heirloom that's untouched.
Yeah.
And that's just weird. It's bizarre.
And what you also don't know, because it gets so hot, so all of us have that coin bank, right? That coin jar or whatever. Well, my dad, you know, being older, had several of them, little ones. They all melted.
The jars did?
All the coins melt to
one. It's just one.
It's one big ball.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
That is an intense fire there.
Yeah, right?
That it's melts all the one coins.
Big ball.
That would be crazy to see.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Holy moly. Yeah, so. Well, the good news is they are making progress. Is it still a bad situation? Absolutely horrible for these people because a lot of these people aren't going to be able to go back if they've got anything to go back to for quite a while. They're going to be in hotels and living. I heard Adam Carolla yesterday. His place burned, I guess, and he's in a motel. Same thing. He said he had three pairs of pants and a couple of shirts. That's it. That's all he has left. And that, you know, again, that list goes on and on of people that are in that situation. But hopefully they get a real handle. Are the winds still up and running?
They had dissipated yesterday quite a lot, but they just have some random gusts, and then it's they're screwed. But because not like that first day. The first day,
the first day was real bad.
Because I don't care, even if you had water that first day, I don't think anything was going to help.
No,
you know, it was just that 100 mile per hour winds with those embers. You're just
the conditions were perfect, weren't they?
Yeah, and then there's so many iconic. If you've ever, because everybody knows California, like even people from Europe or whatever, because everybody goes up the PCH and you stop at those little places to go eat and stuff. They're all gone. It's so weird.
Did the Hollywood sign, did it burn?
I don't think so.
I know that hill was on fire.
It was on fire,
time.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's still intact.
Yeah.
Sad situation out there. I'm sure there will be plenty of updates all day long, but hopefully they get a handle on this thing today. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
It looks slick out there to me.
I don't know, man. I follow Upsy. You know Upsy, R-U-P-S, my pretend boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Upsy. Yeah. I ran into him yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, sure did.
So anyway, he's my pretend boyfriend. He's the UPS guy. And he just posted. He's like, hold up. He's like, my app says light snow, and it is coming down.
Yeah.
And his app is completely wrong.
You know how cold it was yesterday? He was wearing shorts.
He was?
Yeah. Well, Upsy. I think he's cocky, though. I think he's trying to show off his legs.
I feel like he's the least cockiest man on the planet.
I'm just saying he's trying to show off his legs. He's got nice legs.
Oh, he does have nice legs.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, they're moving all the time. Yeah. They're doing like a workout
they're warm.
Constantly.
Like, they are hot.
And that truck he was driving yesterday, he didn't even have a door on it. I mean, you're talking about a tough dude.
I mean, think about that. Think about you, okay, just you.
Me?
Or me, for that matter. All either one of us.
All right.
Doing one of, so we know what he unloads here.
Yeah.
Just one of those loads.
No.
No. And he has to do that all day.
Well, let me give you a quick story, okay? I went over to Home Depot yesterday. I've been telling you off air that I've got to look for these doors. And I want to go through the whole thing because it's kind of boring, actually. Jamie doesn't even listen to me half the time.
Oh,
but
I know you got... Here's what you got.
Okay.
You got new doors from Home Depot. You got shower doors. You got some shims. You got the bottom part, the trim. You got some trim. See, I listened.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You know what's frustrating is when you go over to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those home improvement places, and it varies. You can get somebody that's really good and can really help you out and steer you in the right direction. Then you can get a real dummy. Okay?
That's why I like Ace.
Is Ace a lot better?
I feel like it's just more like they got hometown people that know their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into a lady yesterday. No, a guy first. The guy was the dummy, okay? I ran into a guy who told me they didn't have the certain thing I'm looking for. Then when I found the lady in another department, she said, no, we carry that. We got that. But it's just frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
I spent so much time there yesterday. But nevertheless,
that's
I'm just
why you
saying,
go online and you order it and then you go and pick it up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. No, it does.
Yeah, that way
but you're right. Upsy, he carries a load every single... I couldn't do that
every
work.
Every minute. Yeah. That would be crazy. So what were you going to tell me? That was it?
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Oh, I thought it was you like lifting something.
No, I did. Oh, okay. No, I lifted. I loaded up the doors.
Okay.
And then when I got to my house, I couldn't unload them. I told the contractor, I said, dude, it's on you now. I said, look, I'm hurting.
That's it.
It was one door that I loaded.
Hey, how did your snow shovel work? The one I got you for Christmas?
Works great.
Okay, good.
Works great. All right, I cranked it up, Tuesday was it, Carson?
Yeah.
That you and I were talking
Tuesday.
About it? Yeah. Tuesday, I cranked it up, and Jamie, it works to perfection.
You're going to need it again today.
Yeah, and for snows like this, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's the electric, and it's the shovel. It's not a blower, but it works perfect for this type of snow.
It only goes up to 6 inches.
That's it?
Yep.
All right.
That's what he said.
All right, well, good. Yeah, it works out great.
All right, good.
All right, I got a story here I want to run by you. Do you think anybody on this planet remembers the day they were born?
No.
Me either. I don't buy it.
No. I don't see how you could.
There's a football player that held a press conference just a few days ago. And Spadil, tell me if I got this story right, okay?
Okay.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
All right, out for the Chargers or somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
He says he was so impressed with his coach the first day he met him because of what he said to him that he remembers the day he was born. The coach did. He remembers the day he was born. He remembers looking out a window and it being a snowy day.
Oh, God.
he said this in a press conference. Did he not?
He did say that.
I bet what happened, because I feel like I could remember. I don't. But because I've been told stories about being taken home and all, you know, all the things that your parents told you about
right.
it. I bet he somehow got that screwed up in his head and thought it was that he remembers it, but really his parents.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right word. But it really his parents told him the story.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot believe anyone on this planet remembers the day they were born.
Of course not.
That's ridiculous. All right, here's the guy at the press conference.
What was the first time, maybe during off-season workouts or something that Jim said, where you were like, this guy's definitely different?
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born was probably the first day that he kind of told us the whole story and how he remembered looking out the window, and I think it was a cold, snowy day. And I really hope he does remember that.
And cool. I went out and built a snowman that day. The first day I was born, I built a snowman.
But it sounds like he's mocking him.
I don't know.
Yeah, because he said, because the question was, when you knew he was different. He's like, this is when I knew he was different. And then everybody's chuckling, and it sounds like he kind of chuckled too.
It was in a light joking way.
Yeah.
I would chuckle.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. What's the earliest you remember?
I told you, I was in a crib and my sister stacked two chairs on top of each other and tried to pull me out and drop me.
Yeah, you're better than me.
And I remember my mom and dad like running upstairs and freaking out.
How old were you?
I have no idea.
Estimate?
I was in a crib.
So year, maybe?
So maybe, yeah.
Maybe a year?
Old enough that my sister was, she's 4 years older, so old enough that she could put two chairs on top of each other.
Yeah.
And they were these weird, like, cardboard chairs. They were really light. And then she tried to pull me out.
By the way, Texnado. You can go to Texnado 303-222-5423 if you remember your birth.
Yeah, I want to know.
So just flood the lines right
Who
now.
Who wants to remember their mom's vagina?
The earliest I remember is 3 years old.
Yeah.
I fell out of bed and broke my collarbone at 3 years old.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I remember.
What about you, Carson?
That's it.
I remember 4 years old when we moved from Aurora to Highlands Ranch. I remember looking out of our house in Aurora and seeing the moving trucks. And I remember it was our last time walking or going out of the house.
Probably because your mom said that. This will be the last time.
Soak it in.
You were four?
Yeah, four.
Wow.
What about you, Shmadel?
I think I was three or four, and I don't want to tell this story, but my first memory is of
my mom left.
No, burned by cigarettes.
I found my dad's like adult magazine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You win. You win.
Yeah, right.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said it's funny that everybody's first memories are really of trauma. It is true.
Yeah, I guess so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, hey, a new study came out and it says this is when you know your marriage is over.
Oh, no.
So, obviously, the number one would be cheating, right? You know it's over because then you hold resentment and you can never really get out of the resentment. So that would be, you know, number one. But these are the reasons why people are saying that their marriages are over, and this has nothing to do with cheating. I thought of you, BJ, on this one.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Okay. When you get home in the driveway and you're sitting in the car for a while, not going in because you just don't want to see that person.
Oh, man. How does that relate to me? I sit in a work parking lot.
I know.
You don't even make it home.
I know.
I don't even make it home.
Because you're always like, let's not go on vacation that long. I can't
swear.
Be with the family that long.
My wife's out of town, so I can say this. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had days, I literally have, all right, where I didn't want to go home. So I would pull into the subdivision and go down a road that I could see our driveway to see if her car was there. And that way I could do a loop-de-loop and head over to the grocery store or somewhere else to be out of the way. But if I pulled up near her car, she might see me out the window. window and like, why did you go on? What the hell's going on?
Why'd you drive by the house?
So I do a side road that I can actually get a view to see.
But you're not alone. We've all been in a relationship where you drive up and you see their car and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I leave here after dealing with you, Jamie.
Well, right.
I've got to go to that.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And it's a bam, bam, and I can't do it.
It's just too much. But I also remember just driving up and seeing, I won't mention it, and just be like, oh, God, he's at my house.
I know. And then I caught on because one day I got busted driving by the house.
Right.
And she's like, where were you going? I'm like, oh, crap.
The other one is, let's see here. When you start seeing them as a roommate and not a lover.
Okay. Okay. Do we have to do this list?
Well, I have one last more? One. Okay. Yeah, one last one. All right, so, and then finally, when you have nothing to talk about.
Oof.
Mm. Okay. All right. There you go, folks.
Yep, there it
see
is.
See if it applies.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'll put those right there. So that's when you know that your marriage is over. I do find it funny, like when I see like couples at restaurants or whatever, and they are not talking. I think that's so weird.
Oh, and the worst, or if they're on their phones.
Yeah,
they're just sitting. Then nothing said. They're not even looking at each other.
No, not even. They're just on their phones, and they're both on their phones.
Yeah.
Not just one, but they're both on. I'm like, you guys are together, right?
You could have done this at home. You didn't have to go out to the restaurant.
Exactly. It's so bizarre. All right. Let's hear James Woods. James Woods. He's an actor. I forgot all the big movies he's been on, but he's very famous. His house might be intact. We don't know for sure. As of right now, he's going with it's not. But I guess his neighbor is an amazing guy. His neighbor came over and tried to save the house. After James and his wife evacuated, he came over with a garden hose and tried to save it. His neighbor did call him and say, I can see the roof. I don't know if the house is there, but I can at least see the roof.
Wow.
But James Wood said, you know, my structure is a wooden house. My guess is it's gutted, but maybe the roof is still up. I don't know. But anyway, he started crying on CNN. Here's what he had to say.
A beautiful little house, you know. It's like we've been in a hotel all through COVID. This lovely hotel, people are so great. Take care of us yesterday, and we were fixing our house, and we finally had it done, and we were swimming every day, and my blood pressure was going down, and you know, and our if you ever saw the views from that house before this fire, they were just, you know, it was I posted it today on X. It was paradise, and our neighbors are, you know, we knew them all, and you know, now it's all. I posted this on X, but Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night, and she came out. I'm sorry. Just, you know, one day you're swimming in the pool and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house.
That's sad.
It is so sad.
That's really sad.
But the good news is that the neighbor did see his roof. So, I mean, I don't think it's there, but...
I don't either.
You know.
If you saw the video that he posted of the fire when he was at home, just before he left his house, it was so close. I don't see how his house made it. If it's a wooden house, like he says, I don't see it.
He talked about the power of having great neighbors. And by the way, I have amazing neighbors. And getting to know their names. The one neighbor came over, was spraying down everything after he evacuated. And then their one neighbor that was 84 years old, they thought that he was in the hospital. And so... The one neighbor went over to the house and found him in a side room, the 84-year-old guy, and got him out.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he would have died in there.
And we have just, I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg when it comes to all the stories that are going to come out of this fire. Because, I mean, we're just learning. It's only been 2 or 3 days now.
Well, it's still
but
burning.
It's still burning. So you're going to get so many different heartbreaking stories, too. And somebody texted in a few minutes ago, goes, hey, what were you talking about with the insurance? We played it for you yesterday. A lot of those people up in that area, their insurance got canceled a couple of months ago because they were in a fire area. And the insurance companies just came in. And said, we can't back these homes that are worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, I don't know. It's just sad. It's going to be really interesting to see California rebuild. I mean, the Pacific Palisades is gone. It's just gone.
And if you look at that before and after picture, just as he said in that little clip that you heard there, it is paradise before the fire.
Right.
I mean, it's the picture you have, Jamie, that you showed me a few minutes ago. I mean, it looks like something out of Hawaii. It's beautiful there. And now it's just gutted.
Yeah.
I mean, just torched.
And I did like that a lot of people from Colorado were sending, because people here understand that the power of fire and taking out an entire community. Mm-hmm. And so they were, giving people encouragement that, listen, we're from this fire. We're from this fire in Colorado. And it takes a while, but you'll get back on your feet. Yeah. And I thought that was really nice. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he basically, you got to give him credit. He said he literally has no idea why there was no water. Here he is.
What is the situation with the water? Obviously, in Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was trying to firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for two or three fires, maybe one fire. You have something at this scale. But again, that's going to be determined by the local.
So, and somebody said that we had the same thing happen at the Marshall Fire, that our hydrants went dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the reservoir went dry, or, whatever they do, so that we had the same thing, that it's not a political issue, it just happens. So
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
We made somebody very upset with the divorce list.
Why?
Wow, you guys are really talking directly to me.
Oh. Ooh. We just woke you up, huh?
Most mornings, you guys bring me laughter and joy.
Yeah.
Not today.
Wow.
All right, well, it's over, Toots.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, welcome to
the world. You're right. It could be a dude.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm sorry. It could be a dude.
You don't know if it's a Toots.
My apologies.
My God.
My apologies.
Why would you assume it's a Toots?
You can't generalize.
It could be a dude. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry you have to learn from Jamie that your marriage is over. That's a sad story.
But I just read this thing. Don't shoot the messenger. I just read the thing. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't think about that if you were actually, because I did it to be funny. I didn't think about if you're actually in a miserable
in that situation.
Marriage, how horrible that would be to hear in the morning on this snowy, cold morning. Sorry about that.
On your way to work.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, but you know what? Just suck it up and stay married.
Yep.
That's what I say.
Suck it up.
And you know what? Do what I did. Just have an affair. It's kind of fun. Because then that way they still pay the mortgage and stuff and you still have money. And then that way then you're stupping somebody that you actually like. Yay!
I don't think you're helping.
No, I am. It's pretty fantastic because you're always afraid that you're going to get caught and stuff. So it's like, oh my God, the adrenaline rush of it all. Haha, amazing. Right. And you still live in a gigantic house, right? And he's paying the mortgage, and you're like, yeah, I'm married to this doctor, but I'm stripping that guy.
Oh, God.
Some people think differently.
Yeah, I know. I mean, morals are really not my high point in life, but no. But guess what? It all worked out because he was also stripping somebody. So it all
so
worked out.
So you were
out.
Both happy.
Yeah, his surgical tech. So gotcha. It was like, see, wasn't it great? Like I was.
Are you done?
I was stooping that guy. He was stooping
didn't
that girl.
Didn't have any guilt.
No, after both that? Like didn't like each other, and we were just like, yay. So that's my recommendation.
Life.
Good luck, everyone. Good luck, everybody else. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
There's coverage. I'm watching coverage here of the former president Carter. His funeral is today.
Why don't we take the day off?
Yeah, I mean, is mail running today? No mail, right?
All federal departments and agencies will be closed.
Today?
Yeah. Oh,
I wonder if I could turn this up.
What?
They just went to a commercial.
Oh,
never mind.
Okay,
all right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, and on the Odyssey app, too. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there later on today. With the sneezing?
Yeah,
it's her ventilation system.
I just counted. You sneezed 12 times.
I know.
You can you can blow out your eye and stuff.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to you putting that little monitor thing in here, that carbon monoxide, because when our system kicks on here, I don't know why, but it's just like, dusty.
Can't you have like an aneurysm from sneezing so much?
I hope not.
I know, because that was 12 times I counted.
All right, the ex-president, Jimmy Carter, funeral today, so a lot of places are closed if it's federal, right?
Right.
But that's happening right now. Let me turn this up here.
I can't believe you guys don't think the body's in there.
It's not in there.
It's not. But everybody agrees with you.
Yeah, people agree with me.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I think it's in there.
I don't think it is. Here's the deal.
Somebody would let it slip that, like, hey, I just grabbed Jim and put him back in there.
Yeah. Somebody
would let it slip.
He had one of those Johnny and June marriages going on.
Yeah.
Him and his wife were just tight. Yeah. I mean, really tight.
Perfect.
And for years and years and years and years. Now, they're from Georgia, and I got a feeling that his body's down there in Georgia. It's on ice, and they're ready to put
Isn't
it in the ground with his wife.
No.
But, no, I think the funeral
is
in Washington.
In D.C., yeah.
Yeah, this is in Washington, D.C. Because they flew him from Georgia to the Rotunda.
Gotcha. That's right. It's in the Rotunda.
That's where the viewing is.
Gotcha.
And somebody even mentioned, I think that's why that guy went in there with a hatchet yesterday, trying to open up the casket.
Really?
Just to prove if he's there or not. I don't think he's in there, though.
I do.
No, there's no way he's in there.
You don't think they'd let it slip? Somebody along the way is like, hey, they don't even put the guy in there.
No.
I think it's a respect
thing. I think so many people would have to be involved with hiding his body that somebody would let it slip. I think it's in there.
Isn't it crazy to think that they're just flying his body around in a casket and put it on tour?
They have the ability. It's weird.
Remember when Casey Kasem's wife did that?
She drove around with him?
Yeah.
Well,
she flew him. She flew him over to like Denmark or somewhere to hide him.
Yeah.
Because the kids wanted it, remember?
Yeah.
She flew his body all over the world.
Weekend at Bernie's in real life.
All right, yeah. Stock show. There's a delay today. One hour delay with the cattle.
Exactly. And so what did I say? It was on Wine Coop or something?
Yeah, it's downtown right next to Union Station there.
Our buddy Tony, my former CPA, said it's real fun that we should come down.
I've never been.
He said it's a zoo, and it's just so fun.
Never been. Hmm. I don't know what kind of crowd it draws, but it looks like it's a big crowd.
Yeah.
But that happens today. Originally at noon, now it's at 1 o'clock today with the start of the stock show, which is this weekend, I guess, right?
And the thing is, what's the Rip, right?
Rip from Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. Yep. So yesterday they showed pictures of what Rip really looks like, and then they showed what Rip's character looks like, so what he really looks like as a regular actor, right? And then they showed how they put a cowboy hat on him, and they put a duster on him, and they put cowboy boots on him, you know, for Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And like the toothpick in his mouth. Man, all of a sudden he got sexy.
No kidding.
Yes. So I think it's your day because you've always wanted to be a cowboy. Let's see if we can get you sexy.
You could turn into Rip.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
Yeah.
I make a damn good cowboy.
So go down
I really
there.
Do. When I throw on that hat and stuff, I mean, I could see where I'm irresistible.
Yeah.
At that point.
You need a black duster.
And cowboy boots make your butt stick out. You didn't know that, did you? It does. When you wear cowboy boots, like I don't have them on right now, and look a little flat. You see it? Now, if I had on cowboy boots right now, let me show you what it would look like. Then you get one of these going. Does that make
you
sense?
Just throw your butt back?
Dude, he just popped it. He just popped his butt.
I'm trying to show you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
I had a girlfriend once who told me that.
She told you that?
She goes, I love when you wear cowboy boots.
It really makes your butt.
I said, thank you. All right, let's talk about the Broncos for a minute here.
All right.
Are you telling me that the weather's going to be nasty in Buffalo?
They said that it's going to be 5 to 15 miles per hour winds that could affect some passing. That there's going to be some snow, but it will be around, the high will be like...
Sorry about that.
I'm no more bless yous.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I cannot do any more bless yous.
It's just weather.
It's not the weather. Weather doesn't cause colds.
I will say this, okay?
Germs do.
I looked at the National Weather Service a couple of days ago, but Buffalo...
And the high was going to be 20.
But Buffalo, and Jamie, it might be onto something here. I mean, it could be a blizzard up there because now they're saying that it's partly cloudy, near 30 degrees or whatever. But Buffalo is like Colorado. It's one of those places where all of a sudden if the wind shifts, everything changes.
Yeah, that lake up there.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
It can change in a 6-hour period to a blizzard.
Yeah, because you're right, because of the lake effect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it can pull snow off
And
of
it is going to be snowing the day before on Saturday, 70% chance, and on Monday, the day after. So,
well, it's a good thing we're from Colorado.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this program and you're looking to make a wager on this game,
Wait, be careful. Don't guarantee and stuff. That's illegal.
I won't go overboard.
Okay.
I won't go overboard.
Well, you didn't say, I'm telling you right now.
put the damn mortgage on this bet. Okay?
Wow. He's kidding.
Put the mortgage, put the car, put the kids. Put everything on this bet. Take Broncos 9 points. I'm telling you, that's a winner.
9 points.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, I will say the last time we beat them, or the last time they lost at home, was to us last season.
I'm just saying.
9 points. What does that mean? That they have to win by nine?
They got to win by 10.
Yeah, the Broncos have a 9-point head start.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, that is a solid bet.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
You think Buffalo's going to kill
them? No. I think we'll win, but I think it'll be really tight. I don't think there's going to be any.
BJ's bet good, because if it's a tight game, let's say it ends 24-21, right? Then you add 9 points to the Broncos score, then it's actually 30-24 with the spread, so you would win.
Gambling's complicated.
You're getting 9 points.
I don't get it.
To add to the final
score.
Can
I just pick a win?
You can do that too.
Yeah, straight up.
All right, let me see this. Now, Spadilla, I haven't looked at the numbers yet besides that 9 points, but if you took 1,000 of Jamie, because she's always looking for that bet where it looks like a really good bet, but you could turn $10 into $10 million.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what I like.
She wants high odds.
Okay.
Yeah.
If she took $1,000 today and put it down on the Broncos to win the game outright, how much money would she win? And for anybody else talking that doesn't know gambling, okay?
I think she would win about $3,500.
Okay, so your 1,000 could win you 30. So you get paid back 45 because of your 1,000 you get back too. Okay, got it?
See, I don't
Is that enough?
No. I want to win $20,000.
It's hard to find a bet where you can bet $10 and win $10
million. No, okay? I've been to
That's
Vegas.
Called a lottery
I've been
ticket.
To Vegas. It's called a slot machine. They tell you right there on the Progressive, you can win $20 million.
On one pull.
On one pull, it's $10.
I think the Broncos are going to win.
They have a good chance if the weather's really bad and the Broncos' defense is really good. So if you slow down Josh Allen with the weather plus the Broncos' defense, could equal Broncos' win.
Okay, what if I bet $1,000 on the Buffaloes?
On the Buffaloes?
No. That's a minus. Yeah. That's a minus.
Oh, because you're only going to win $500 on that.
Because they're favorite.
They're favorite?
Oh,
they're favored by far.
You guys didn't even tell me that.
Yeah.
Folks, we'll explain all this to her off air. we did cut the... never mind.
Obviously, I don't play that Kings or whatever. What's it called?
DraftKings.
Yeah. My kid was telling me that kids his age are getting addicted to it now.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now are you picking the Broncos to win?
Yeah.
You think they will win?
I think they will.
I do, too.
But
I think it'll
be.
Serious.
I think it'll be in OT.
Oh.
You may be on to something.
Is there money for that? Is there money for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big money.
There is?
All right. Let's quickly do this before we take a break, okay? For all my gambling friends out there. Okay. All right, Spadil, let's put down $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look up real quick.
Yeah.
If the game goes into overtime, how much money? I'll bet you could make on $1,000, I'll bet you could make $20,000.
See, that's what I need.
That's it.
That's the kind of bet I want.
That's the bet she wants.
Yeah.
She's on this.
But I don't have to pick the winner, do I?
Look it up.
Or can they just go to OT?
No, they just go to overtime. You don't even have to pick a winner.
Well, why didn't we talk about this?
Will the game go into overtime is the bet.
So it's plus 1,600. So if you put down 1,000, you'd win 16,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Wow. Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
16,000.
That's the kind of... Oh, my God. Why didn't you guys tell
That's
me?
That's the bet.
Spadil, put it down. Go ahead and put down $1,000. Use your money. She'll catch you on payday.
All right.
Okay. We'll see you, buddy.
BJ and Jamie.
The Broncos have been to the playoffs, but unfortunately, the Broncos fall just short.
And unfortunately for the Broncos, they still have not clinched a playoff spot.
Ain't nobody trying to watch Bo Nix, a rookie quarterback...
Why not?
Broncos, Bills on Fox.
You know, you should have put some more audio in it because people like us that are in radio just kind of just. loses its luster.
That's the hype video. I hope it didn't get you too hyped in this weather. You'll drive off the road.
Man, it
hyped.
Is crap outside. Is it not?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I don't know. I thought we were just going to get a little bit of snow, like 1 inch, just a little bit. But it is like windy. And there's some stuff going on.
Kind of looks like Buffalo out there.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
All right, so here's the bet. All right, so just to fill everybody in, so you can follow it this weekend when you watch the game. Okay, if you got a friend there, maybe they don't listen to our show, you can say, hey, you know that Jamie White over there at Alice? She's got a bet on this game. Let me tell you what it is. All right, let's fill you in, okay? I owe Jamie $100.
Right, because I bought a square for you.
Mm-hmm.
One square was $100 at this particular place.
Yeah,
right?
Squares has got to do with gambling on the football game. We won't even try to explain that.
Right,
because it's really complicated.
So I gave the person $200, one for $100 for me for a square and $100 for you for a square.
So Jamie doesn't have a betting site on her phone.
Right.
So she says, hey, Beach, here's what we'll do. You know that $100 you owe me? Just take it and put it on my bet for the game, and therefore we're square. We're even.
But
okay?
I just wanted to make sure it's not credit because I'll actually get the money, right?
You'll get the money. Okay. Because here's what I'll do. I'll take your $100.
Okay.
I'll place it on your bet. And your bet is?
My bet is that they'll go into overtime.
The game will go to overtime.
Right.
Right now, looking at the odds, that means that her $100 would win her $1,600.
That's a good bet.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I like that kind of bet.
Okay. All right. So, and I might even find better odds on another site because I have like five or six of them. Okay. So I'll go take a look.
What?
Yeah. He's got all of them.
Wait, what?
Oh, I got
you have five or six
GM,
different
got...
apps? And they all have different odds?
Probably seven or eight, actually.
Really?
I mean, just different odds all over the place. Yeah.
What? I mean, so. I have a lot of apps, but one I do not have is gaming.
I'll let you borrow a couple
do
if you want.
Do you ever do like the weird apps like that you can put money in and like slot machines and stuff?
No.
Yeah, I've looked at
it.
Those. I've thought of those. I don't either.
I don't trust
That's
it.
The thing is, no. I don't trust it either.
I'd love to go online and be able to play, you know, craps, but I just don't trust
I don't either.
It, those computers.
I know.
They're shysters.
I totally agree.
I'd rather put $100 on a football game I'm going to watch where I know the pro athletes are trying.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I like.
All
okay,
right, so you owe me $1,600.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's how that works.
You don't understand how it works. No, we're putting down $100, and here's what I'll do.
Now, I understood it. I just gave you $100, and you're supposed to give me back $1,600.
The game hasn't played yet. They've got to go into overtime, and no, it doesn't matter who wins the game once they go into
that's
overtime.
That's what I like about
all
it.
All you're betting is that this game goes into overtime. That's
I mean,
it.
Does everybody feel like this is a good bet?
I feel like it's a really good bet.
Okay, good.
I think I'm going to get down on this one.
No, it's just my Nope.
Here's what I'll do. Well, I've got eight sites.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to do the same site you do. I can pick and choose. You know. Here's what I'll do, too.
But this is a circle of trust right now because I am trusting you to take my $100 that you owed me and put it down on overtime.
Well, Carson and Spadil both know the gaming world. Okay, you guys know it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And
I'll
it's not
show
credit, right? I'll get
no, it's no, actual cash out. Yeah.
I will show you on the site the bet, and these guys can confirm for you that bet is placed and you're set to go.
Right.
And if the winnings happen, I'll come in here on Monday and I'll show you the amount that's in our little kitty.
No, but I want the kitty out.
We're going to get the kitty out. You can't take the kitty out immediately.
Why not?
It's not like I can take my phone and shake $1,600 out of it.
Why can't you get it out?
Because I got to transfer it to my account, my bank account, and then draw the money out to pay you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's going to have to send it to you via Zelle after pulling it out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're putting me in a bad mood.
And then just
trying to explain
gambling. And the funds take a couple days to like clear.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
It's kind of like Venmo.
That's a bunch of crap.
But, it's a lot like Venmo.
But by tomorrow, she'll know her bet is down.
Yeah.
So she can go into the weekend knowing that your money's down. Okay?
This is a great bet. I'm excited now. I mean, I was excited about the game anyway, but this is, like makes it better because I don't like doing like, you know, you bet $1 and get $3 back. I want real money.
Yeah, that's a lame return.
Yeah.
I hate to say this.
Uh-oh.
But I hope you don't win.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is not very kind.
Let me tell you
I thought we were friends.
Well, we are, though. We are.
That doesn't feel friendly.
Let me just tell you how it feels from my side, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I lose quite a bit, okay? And if at one shot that you're picking a long shot like overtime for a football game in the playoffs, and you hit for $1,600, I'm going to be so – I'm going to want to jump off this roof.
He is always trying to make money like that.
Yes,
in one, yeah.
And I fail. Marriage problems, I fail. And then here comes Jamie. How does it work again? Am I getting 9 points? Am I getting 9 points? I don't understand.
And the best part is you have to watch her win, and you'll see the money come in.
No. You're missing the worst part. The worst part is my wife's back in town, and she sees me draw out $1,600 for Jamie. Like, what the hell?
I'm a winner all the way around.
DJ and Jamie.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Bruno. Bruno Mars.
I know the stock show parade is today. What time?
It's supposed to be at 1 o'clock.
All right, we might be okay because they said this is going to taper off around 10. We're looking outside. We're in DTC, and it's a full-out blizzard here, folks.
Yeah, there's snowing. No way.
It's snowing upwards.
It is. And they expanded the area through Denver, through downtown Denver. They're expecting 3 inches of snow, but it will taper off by 10 a.m., so we should be okay for the parade.
All right.
At 1.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty out there. All right, we want to address something here on the show real quick. And I'll try to explain it. Do you think we should go here or not?
Well, I just think it gets confusing of the overall picture and then individual shows.
All right, let me try, okay?
Okay.
All right. Jamie and I, Carson Schmidl, we have the number one morning show in town, easily, by far. And it's been that way for several months, okay? And always near the top, number one, solid number one. Well, the Westword just came out with an article. That's Westword Magazine,
correct.
Right?
Is
that right?
Yeah.
And they came out with an article explaining the landscape of radio in Denver, Colorado, and where everybody falls in the ratings. Now, our radio station is top three, does incredible, incredible. But Jamie and I are number one here in town, okay? Very proud of that. Very proud of the fact that you listen to our program. Well, they just did the whole article, and they mention us in the article. Very nice.
We're the only show that they mention. Over all the radio stations here, that were the only, BJ and Jamie are the only ones that are mentioned.
Did you read the entire?
I did.
And we're the only ones?
We're the only ones that they say our
name. Like by name, yeah.
And then there's that picture.
They posted a picture of Jamie and me. Not us together, but it's individual pictures.
Oh my God.
But we're side by side.
You guys, it's bad. We look like...
Schmidl.
We I don't even know the right words because I don't want to offend anybody, but we look neat.
Schmidl, did let me just ask you, okay? Did Westword reach out to you and say... Hey, Schmidl, we're going to do a whole story on you guys, and we're going to use BJ and Jamie's pictures. Are these pictures okay? And then you signed off on these pictures. I just want to know.
I was trying to keep it as like a surprise.
No, I didn't actually do that.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke, but I didn't. No.
You did. So you have not heard.
Yeah.
So they just grabbed these pictures from somewhere on the internet.
Where did they get these pictures?
I have no idea.
It's sad.
I mean, listen, and we're equally, here's what, the right word to use is we look like dorks.
Yes.
I don't think that's offensive to anybody, but we look like freaking dorks.
This is an article where they call us the stars. The stars of Denver radio. The stars of Dallas. If it weren't for those two on the radio, that station would be nothing.
Well, they don't say that.
Well, they don't. No, because that's the way I translated it.
The Slacker Show does very, very well.
I'm just saying that's the way BJ translated it. Okay. And then you look at these two pictures, and there's no way those two got people there on those pictures can present a show that's worth a crap.
Oh my God, we look so stupid.
It's awful.
Do they hate us?
Go to westward.com. No, whoa. Don't go to westward.com.
Yeah, don't
do
say
not
that.
Go look at these pictures. Okay, just take it from us. We do really good on the radio and just leave it at that.
Right, exactly.
Do not go to westward.com, whatever you do.
Yeah, the only thing that I just, you know, like, look, it says because Christmas music topples everybody or whatever, so that's why Alice is at third right now but that's overall, but our show is number one. But I hate how they didn't say that part, you know.
You know a big lawyer here in town like Harvey Weinstein or somebody, or
Steinberg?
Oh, Steinberg. Oh, yeah. He's the
Weinstein
other
is not a good...
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Harvey Steinberg.
So you know Harvey, right?
Right.
Can we sue for this? Well, yeah, we didn't get permission, or they didn't get our permission for those pictures. They're ugly.
Listen, I don't know which one's worse. You are me, to be honest.
You are.
That was quick.
That was easy. Do not, whatever you do, don't go look, please.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Jamie.
What?
Hang on a second. Do. I have cookie breaking news.
Cookie.
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cookie went on sale.
Oh, they did?
7th. What is today?
It's the 9th.
Yeah. 9th?
Oh, they went on sale already?
Yeah, 2 days this week.
Why did I feel like it was more like in the spring or something?
I don't know. Because they go for a while. It's always first of the year because you always buy like 100 boxes.
Well, I know, but January. I don't remember it being snowy when I do so.
Yeah. Okay. January. All right. Every year. All right. It kicked off on the 7th, which is 2 days ago, right? But get this. Big announcement. You cannot buy s'mores anymore. They canceled them.
S'mores. Which ones were those?
Out after this year. They will be selling them through this year.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Which one are the s'mores?
I got to read more into the story. Why? Aren't they the, I don't know. Carson, you might know better. You can explain to Jamie. I don't really know, Jamie.
Yeah, I don't. Are they the one with the coconut and the?
No.
Those are my favorite.
Those are the, I think those are the Samoas.
Oh, those are, okay. Yeah.
Those are iconic.
Like what are these? Yeah.
These are s'mores, like a s'mores, like a s'more.
Chocolate,
and marshmallow,
and graham cracker.
Yeah. It says it's a graham sandwich cookie with chocolate and marshmallow filling.
Yeah.
So it's available this year.
Yeah, but not after this year. This is the last year you can get them.
I won't miss that one.
People seem to be upset about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
All over the
place. That one doesn't sound
good. They were getting rid of another one too next year. There's two that.
The Thin Mints? I'm kidding. That's the most popular cookie.
Yeah.
It's the Toast Yay is what they're getting rid of.
I've never had those.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is either.
The Toast Yay?
Weren't you a real popular cookie in your town, your hometown?
Yeah. Because my mom worked at UPS.
Yeah, I
and
thought
so. My mom would take my little thing, my Girl Scout was a brownie too, mm-hmm. and she'd take it and she'd put it on the bulletin board for the UPS people,
right.
And they would fill it out, and I would sell thousands, and I won all the prizes.
I love this story.
Yeah.
We tell it every single year when the Girl Scout cookie time comes around. Jamie was a champion. I mean, she was the queen of cookie in her hometown.
I was queen cookie. That's what they called me. And so my mom would pin it at the UPS in the break room, and all the drivers and everything would be like, cookies. And so they'd all fill it out and stuff. My mom cleaned the trucks for UPS. And so they the truck drivers, they loved her because she'd put little baubles and stuff in their trucks. So they was like, oh, well, we'll help Nancy and have her daughter.
Yeah.
And so then I'd win all the prizes. And one year, I got the stuffed whale. What?
Oh, the Mecca.
Yeah. Yeah. The grand prize, which was the stuffed animal whale.
No kidding.
Woo! Yeah, it was quite a feat.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. You have a sister.
I do.
Now, was she a cookie, a cookie queen too?
Well, she was more of the, I've got all my patches on my sash.
Oh.
But I feel like she cheated. Okay. So you get a sash, and then you have a workbook, and you try to get patches, right? You do all these different things. Like, photography patch was easy because my dad just did it for us, right? And then, like, knot tying, and you do all these, and then she was an overachiever, whatever. Like, campfire patch.
We all know one of those, and it's all about her patch.
She was loaded from this side of the sash all the way to this bottom sash.
She had all the flair.
I had, like, six.
I don't picture you as in high school being an achiever.
No, nobody did high school. That would be dorky.
No. I mean, even further along in school that you were a real achiever.
You
were more of a tomboy. Yeah.
And
your sister was the achiever
of
the two.
She was the achiever.
Yeah.
I
had the same thing in my
family. God, I don't even know where my books are.
Yeah. But man, when it came to the earlier years in the cookie race, you couldn't beat Jamie.
Well, I did feel bad for my mom because we had a station wagon, with the paneling on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Super hot.
Yeah.
And she'd have to load up that. And then my dad would be like, God damn it, Nancy. I don't know why you sell all these goddamn cookies to the UPS people. It was really a great time in my life.
Yeah. I miss Bob. I love that attitude he had.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I wondered about this because, so in California, you know, it's on fire, everybody, and the Pacific Palisades are gone. It's just a horrible situation. Last night when I was watching the live stream on KTLA, it was weird that there wasn't a fire really around, and then all of a sudden, like, Studio City caught on fire just out of nowhere, and there was no way that the embers from all the way in Pasadena could carry that far. There's just really no way. I know they said 5 miles, but this is much further than 5 miles.
Yeah.
Well, now they're reporting there were, in fact, arsonists out last night.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. They have identified them. They're looking for them. They were out setting fires.
Wow.
I mean, the original ones, you know, were from whatever, right?
You should get life in prison.
Oh, my God, for sure.
You really should.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. With everything that's going on, the resources that they're, you know, short on out there, even fighting what they currently have, and then to have some morons out there setting new fires.
Yeah, and it wasn't like homeless people trying to stay warm or something like that. It was actually like three guys in hoods, and they had like a blowtorch thing.
I saw also yesterday somebody posted a video cam of a house that had not burned yet, but you could tell burning all around it, where people were looting the house
already.
Yeah.
They were warning
people of theft.
My God.
In these homes.
I know that we have a strike team and we have a helicopter. I think we have the audio. We are sending resources as well from Colorado. And so thank you to everybody that has family members that are going there. And, you know, I mean, California is, it's cooked.
I feel bad for them.
I do too. And it's snowing here, right? So bad. And it's like, you don't want to post that because yesterday I had this really hard time on my personal page. I wanted to post the Bo Nix hype video, but I was like, God, all my friends, they don't even have a house. Like, how insensitive, right?
It just seems out of touch.
And so then, you know? I was going to post like the picture of the blizzard here. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. So instead I post the horrible picture that the Westward put up, Bubba's.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that again here in a few minutes.
I just thought maybe that'll make my friends that had to evacuate chuckle about how bad you look.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, here are the details about the resources we're sending.
Yeah, the state's Division of Fire Protection and Control says they got the call today. California was looking for around 200 additional fire engines and multi-mission aircrafts. Colorado has two of those. The state says firefighters left Colorado today to help Cal Fire. That's California's state fire department. They're bringing somewhere between 40 to 50 fire engines, as well as one of those multi-mission aircrafts. The plane doesn't carry water or anything like that, but what's special about it is that it's equipped with fancy cameras that can help with mapping and showing hot spots. They can see through smoke with infrared and color sensors, and that can help keep firefighters safe on the ground.
That's a good deal. Now, these firefighters, I got to tell you something. If you're a firefighter, I'm going to tell you, after watching some of these videos, and videos in the past too, you're a different breed, man.
Right?
You guys that go, and women,
and girls,
that go in there with your little axe and the hoses and all this stuff.
The little axe.
Well, I'm just saying.
The heavy ass axe and all their gear. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't explain it the way it needs to be explained. But you're a different breed.
You are.
And we're so thankful for you.
Because my guess is that we couldn't even walk in that gear.
And your little axe. I like it.
And your hot ass. I mean, what's next? My God.
Well,
speaking of which, did you see that ABC? He's a national correspondent. Oh, my God. This is so bad. It's such a bad. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Tuberculosis again?
Yeah.
It's such a bad look for ABC. So it's the national show. And he was out there with the fires. And they have fitted. So he has a big, you know, a big fire coat on, right?
Yeah.
But it's obviously too big for him. So what they did is they cinched it, and then they took big clothes pins, and they cinched it up to make it more fitted, like a suit.
No kidding.
And he accidentally turned around, and we could see the four clothespins.
It's not a good
Like, problem. Massive clothespins. It's so stupid. He looks so dumb. What's his name?
David Muir.
Yeah, that guy.
He's worried about his look while everything's going on.
I know, he wants it look fitted.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares if your stupid fire jacket is fitted.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm so funny.
Who thinks like that?
No,
you're standing there and you're reporting on a raging fire.
Right.
And you want to make sure that your little, I don't know, jacket you got on is tight fitting.
You got the right fit.
Yeah.
Only the demure guy.
Right, because five people have died and you're worried about your look. Oh, my God. Anyway, also, I would really like to take a survey on this. And if it doesn't go my way, then I will concede, okay? So we'll do a vote. We're going to do a vote here on our text line. By the way, it's the Berg Simpson text line. It's a new number. So it's 303-22-ALICE. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE. Yes, that's our request line, but you can also text on it now. So we got rid of the other one. But 303-22-ALICE is our text line. I will concede if they agree with you, BJ.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
You'll concede?
I will concede. But here's the question.
Okay.
And I'm getting irritated about it, to be honest with you. So today, Jimmy Carter is in the...
I'm with you, by the way, Jamie, on
you
that.
Are?
Yeah,
okay,
I know these
you.
Two aren't, but I am with you.
Carson is on his team, BJ.
Well, that's something to be proud of. You're Jamie White, and you got Spadil on your side.
Well, it is. I'll take him all day long.
No, I'd rather have Carson on my side.
There's no way there's a body in there.
There's no body in there.
Spadil is a fart smeller. I mean, a smart feller.
He is a fart smeller, yes.
That was funny.
Thank you. I like that. Smart feller. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the question. Again, 303-22-ALICE, and I will, okay. Jimmy Carter, his body is in a casket, right? And he's in the rotunda, and everybody's paying their last respects to him. BJ and Carson are convinced that his body is not in there.
Exactly right.
Yep.
I say that there's too many hoops to go through to hide his body and then bury his body, and then too many people would know that, and his body is absolutely in there.
No. All right, listen to our side real quick here. All you got to do is he passed away, right? He was in that hospice care, right? At his own home. You just move the body over to the morgue. You put him on ice until it's time for the burial, and then you grab this casket, throw a few old tires in there or some paint, and then you put this flag over it, and you ship it all over the country and have these ceremonies, and then when it's all said and done, you stick him in the ground down in Georgia, and it's up and done.
Now, Schmidl, what's our angle?
I'm with you on just it would be too big of a conspiracy. There's too many people involved in hiding that part up.
It's a respect thing,
though.
Yeah.
It's a respect, yes. Yeah. I'm with Carson.
But why wouldn't they just tell us that part then? Why wouldn't they be like, hey, yeah, we have him on
ceremony.
Ice and
because
we're doing
it's ceremonial.
This.
So
but they would say it's ceremonial.
No.
They would say that.
No, because the public perception is...
I don't want to play pretend dead guy.
But you're not going to ruin it for the public by telling us that there's actually not a body.
If it's just for respect, because it's supposed to be a ceremony, they'd be like, yeah, this is a respectful thing. We're trying to have a nice funeral for Jimmy Carter.
Jamie's language is not even respectful right now. You can't be saying that when we're talking about a dead president.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're not going to play pretend. What is this, Barbie and Ken?
It seems...
Oh, look, the middle part of my pizza is a table.
It seems outrageous that they would take his body and then ship it all over the place.
If
Me
you
too.
Played Barbie,
Me
that's
too.
Funny. What?
Yeah.
It's that little white thing, and we played like it was a table. Yeah. It was a little table, yeah.
And the coffin, when they took it up the stairs the other day, it didn't look that heavy.
Really?
No, it didn't. Yeah.
The coffin looks kind of small.
Yeah, it does. It looks a little small.
He was a frail man.
Yeah, he's a small dude to begin with.
It just looks too tiny to have a body.
There it is, right there in the rotunda. Right now.
Rotunda?
Yeah.
Rotunda.
Yeah, that's an empty coffin.
Let's see here. BJ is a dumbass. Who would believe any conspiracy that insults a Democrat?
No. I say they do that with all presidents.
Oh.
I don't say it's not
this is political.
I love when they take it out of context.
No, I think they did that with Reagan.
Listen, this was not a political thing at all.
No.
Sorry, I didn't pre-read that. I would have never read that. But I just went with the dumbass part because that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you get your jollies from that.
Team Jamie, he's in there. Why would people show up if they knew he wasn't in there?
Well, they don't know. That's part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. You're not going to tell the public.
Yeah, you're
not
supposed
in there.
To believe it's there. It's kind of like the Easter Bunny.
Actually, the Easter Bunny is real.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean, kind of like the Easter Bunny?
Well, it's kind of like the Easter Bunny and move on.
actually, I think his ashes are in the casket. His body is not in there. I think the people involved know he's not in there.
Yep.
Nobody. No way he's in there. It's nobody's right now. It's 50-50.
Yeah, there's nobody in there.
You don't.
And that's good with me.
You can't
I don't say it like you own it. But you can have a ceremony like they're having today with that casket there with a flag over it in remembrance of a president without a body being in there.
Exactly.
And it's still very movie.
His body is in there.
Wow. She's taking an ugly turn.
It's not in there. It's not in there.
You know what? I will go get my wiffle bat. I will beat you. Because you're not allowed to hit girls back, it's to my advantage.
All right. You win.
His body's in there.
What happened to this whole, when this conversation started, it was, I will concede.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it's the exact opposite.
But it's 50-50. She said she would concede if they agreed with you guys, and it's 50-50.
I've worked in the funeral business, and Jimmy Carter is in the casket. My old company has buried every president since the 1960s.
Whoa.
I don't believe that person.
What?
I don't believe that.
You run a morgue over in Lakewood, and you think you know?
Yeah, it says my old company has buried every president since the 60s.
What's the company?
Really?
Yeah, it's called burythepresident.com.
Are your burial needs?
You're on a roll right now, Jamie. I gotta tell you, I like that one.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. We're getting a lot of texts this morning from people that have gone to thewestward.com and taken a look at the article they written this morning about Denver radio, and they put a picture in there of Jamie and I. We're the only two people they put in there. The pictures are hideous. Why they didn't ask our permission doing this, I don't know. We're asking people, please don't go look at these pictures.
It's just that we look like dorks.
We do.
You know, it's like, I appreciate the article because it said, like, you know, that we're great and stuff. And so I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
But the dork part is like, it takes away from the power of the article.
The glamour.
Yes.
We got some glamour.
The pageantry.
Street cred.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got street cred when you read these things and about the ratings, because we are the number one show in town, and we're very proud of that, and for you that listen to our show. But let me explain those pictures for you, okay? Don't go look at them. I'll just explain it to you, okay?
Right.
Here's the deal. Jamie and I, one day, we were told to take a goofy picture. You know, make your face like this, do duck lips, do whatever. Just make a goofy picture, because we want to make one of these big fathead things that we could show at like parades when people are drunk and, you know, all this.
Don't really pay attention.
Nothing serious, not to be used in like a glamour shots type thing, you know, nothing like that, but just make it goofy. So we did. And we had these big fatheads made, and we only drag them out for the crazy crap, you know, stuff like that. And so somehow the Westward finds these pictures. Of all the pictures of us out there, they find these two pictures, and that's what they put in this serious article. It's a serious article about ratings here in town. And then there's two goofballs, Jamie and I. That's it.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite.
I'm telling you, there might be a lawsuit here.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a lawsuit, although they didn't. I mean, we don't have the rights to those pictures. I don't know how they did.
I don't know where they found those.
Yeah, I don't either. I've never seen them.
Me either.
I've seen the fat heads, but that's it.
Yeah. But not like the one that they have on their website. I've literally never seen that, like with the dude holding it and
Let me ask you something. You think maybe somebody inside here, inside job, maybe went back there and took pictures of her fat heads and said, hey, this will be funny. Here, use these.
Wait, how did they go?
No, I'm not going to do that again. I'm just saying. Somebody like Powerball Pete, for example.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we give him crap all the time about being fat, okay?
Yeah.
And he is, okay? But we give him crap.
Wow.
Well, he is. But we give him crap
He's
all the
time. He's on semi-glutide, can't you tell?
Or what about somebody inside that slacker show?
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
What about that Lee Harris at night?
Now that guy's suspect.
Kid's here all by himself. Think about it. He could easily go in there and stick a picture or two.
But I'm trying, like, here's the thing. I don't love how your face is bent down like this. And it's like you have, like, a goiter going on. And then I hate like that I'm an old lady trying to do kissy face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You know, like all the way around, it's just bad publicity.
Yeah. We could do a contest. Who's worse? No, don't go look at it. Yeah. Don't go look at it. Even though it says great things about us, yeah, right. Don't go look at these pictures. Westward.com, that is.
Yeah. Great.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right here. The Odyssey app, it's free. Podcast will be up there later on today. I got a question for you, okay?
A question.
Here's a question I got for you. And you know, you and I, we like to think outside the box just a little bit, or even go beyond what most people would think and just paint scenarios. All right, here's my thinking. If you and I come in here and we have a really bad day, and folks, we've had some bad days. We really have.
Right.
But normally, if we have a bad day, we get immediately called down to the boss's office. There yeah. we go. We yeah. just Jamie and I, here we go, trotting down the hallway. And I'm pointing at her going, hey, it's your fault. And she goes, no, BJ, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Back and forth, don't we?
Right.
And we even go in there, shut the door. He makes us shut the door. Jamie will be the first one to say, it's his fault, BJ.
I do say that. No, he's not even kidding. I do walk in and say, it was him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime we have a bad show, two or three times a week, that is. All right, so listen. Do you think that a guy like Dave Frazier gets called into the office today?
Oh, no, no, not Dave.
You
Dave
see what I'm saying?
Is the guy.
But yeah. No. But there are people higher than him. But you're the meteorologist over there, Fox 31. You got that Kylie Burris. Or let's go with...
Yeah, but
like
he's the
old,
what? He's the... He has
he's like, the head meteorologist.
Yeah, but they give him like a name. Chief.
Chief.
He's
yeah,
chief.
Chief.
He's chief.
He's chief.
Chief.
See, you're not Chief BJ. That's why you still go in. If you were Chief BJ, yes.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm not dogging on him at all, okay? I mean, we're in Colorado. This weather can change. And,
oh,
you know,
this is
more,
where this is going.
Yeah, this is more than what we expected and blah, blah, blah. But do you think a meteorologist, okay, I'll get away from Dave, okay? Let's go over to, who else is in town? Who else do we know? Do we know anybody else? It's Nelson, Mike Nelson.
He's retired.
Yeah.
Well, let's pretend.
What about Mountain Wave? We can use him. Or do we not want to piss him off?
He doesn't have a boss or anything.
I think you're missing the point.
No, you're missing.
Yeah, he doesn't go into anybody's office because he's self-employed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with that hot chick whose husband owns the Rockies.
Whitney. Yeah.
Whitney
Hot Chick.
Yeah. Okay, Whitney Hot Chick. Let's say you're Whitney Hot Chick. And last night, Whitney Hot Chick is going, you see the system that comes through here? We're not going to get
my God,
much, just the dusty.
Hey, listen, she's like not even 40.
Lauren Whitney.
Right.
Yeah.
Lauren Hot Chick.
Right. Right. Okay. Do you think that Lauren Whitney gets called into the office today and said, hey, can you show me what your models were showing you a couple of days ago? Because, man, this is not what we're getting out there. And we lose credibility as a TV station.
And what she does is then she shows the boss her boobs and then he says, okay, you're fine.
Can't argue. Not going to argue.
BJ and Jamie.
The values that animate our spirit. To operate from fear or hope, ego or generosity. Do we show grace? Do we keep the faith?
It's the president talking here.
No, really?
For keeping
I'm just telling people, Jamie, that it's a funeral going on, if you don't mind. A little respect.
There's a story,
it's echoey.
In my view, from my perspective.
It's
Jimmy
a big
Carter
place he's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story of a man, to state the obvious you've heard today from the great, great eulogies.
All right, there you go. That's the funeral. What's going on?
Man, it's just so bizarre to me how opposite in the same country things are. We're getting a blizzard right now. My friends are losing their houses in California. It just doesn't seem fair.
No. And you know? They're expecting a big storm back in the Midwest again today.
Are?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
God.
It's supposed to kick in. My wife went out of town. She's in Nashville for work. And they were supposed to
Is
be
that
there
what
until
she said that she had a work trip.
They're supposed to be there till Friday. They've called it short. She's coming home today. I guess he's refused to pay for an extra night. We got to go. Oh, shut up. I see you in there laughing. was just trying to, you know, play into Jamie.
Oh my God. All right, this could be one hell of a drive home. Oh my God.
Credit card balance, right? All right, yeah. We gotta go. You guys have a great day. Be safe.
Yeah.
It's slick.
It is slick. It's
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.